This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A Denver man has been sentenced to 60 years in prison for setting a fire that killed five members of a Senegalese family in 2020. 20-year-old Kevin Bowie planned the fire as revenge for a robbery after he mistakenly tracked his stolen iPhone to the wrong house. He was sentenced today after pleading guilty in May. Families have until the end of tomorrow to register for the second year of universal preschool in Colorado. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Families have until 5 p.m. to register for the second and final matching round. They'll be notified of their match by July 23rd. Families can fill out an application online. After that, families can directly sign up at their provider of choice. So far, 34,000 applications have been submitted, with 26,000 matched. State officials say 90% of families have received their first choice so far. UPK gives 4-year-old children at least 15 hours of preschool. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
It's shaping up to be a long, hot, and smoggy summer along the Front Range. Denver just experienced its second hottest June on record. That prompted the state to issue 15 ozone action alerts. That's more than in any June for nearly a decade. CPR climate and environment reporter Sam Brash.
Colorado issues ozone action alerts whenever forecasters predict high ozone levels. So it's meant to help the public avoid the pollutant, you know, which can inflame the respiratory tract, trigger asthma attacks.
CPR's Sam Brash. July also is on tap to be hotter than normal. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.